Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, if you love to read books, you know this man, Michigan man and author, Landon Beach. Landon, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me on again, Kevin. It's great to catch up, my friend.
Yes, indeed. The last time we talked about a book that was currently being released, but now there's another one. And before we get to The Cabin, let's go back and talk a little bit about your background. Tell us how this all came about for you.
Sure. So I've always thought that the Great Lakes region, you know, beautiful and rich with history, would provide the perfect place to set stories. And so my approach was to come up with a 5-book saga to tell one story set on or around each Great Lake. And so I started with The Wreck, which takes place on Lake Huron.
Mm-hmm.
And my second book, The Sail, takes place in Lake Superior. And the one that you were just talking about, The Cabin, which came out recently, is set on Lake Ontario. And then I've got two more planned. One I'm working on right now, which is The Hike for Lake Erie. And then tentatively called The Bay will take place on Lake Michigan. And that'll round out the 5-book series. And so I'm originally from Michigan,
yeah,
about an hour away from the Taos area, which has always been really special to me. And that's what I set out to do. And I'm more than halfway done now. So this has been a lot of fun. And people are reading about the Great Lakes in all places of the world. I've got Australia, Canada, the UK, France, Germany. It's really interesting to be able to spread out so wide,
sure,
to have people learn about our area, which is not, I think you and I have said this before, just not talked about,
no,
or is not seen in a lot of novels.
You are right about that, that's for sure. You're doing for the Great Lakes region what Stephen King did for Maine, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but trying to definitely draw some attention to the Great,
right,
Lakes.
Exactly. Now, you're an author, but there's more to your life than that, and it draws from that. A teacher also, right?
Yeah, so I'm a high school English teacher,
yeah,
and I've done for about 14 years now, and it's been a wonderful journey, and I love every minute of it, but also it has allowed me some time, along with, I have to thank my wife and my two kids who have helped me make writing a priority, to be able to write and explore my creative side and to come out with these books that are meant for summer beach reads, escapism, entertainment, and fun. That's kind of my day job as being a teacher, and then I have to carve in time to write, and then also the summers give me some time to work on the books as well.
Very good. Well, you mentioned the first two. Let's talk about the book that's out there right now, The Cabin. I finished reading it, and I went, wow, a little more involved than your two previous works. You did a lot more homework for this one, didn't you?
Yeah, the research is extensive for every book, but this one, I think, will have a wide appeal, and we're seeing that with the numbers and the sales, that because it's an espionage thriller and that it takes place in multiple settings. You're in Berlin. I had to research about the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
I had to look at Detroit and the inner workings of the CIA. And over in Washington, D.C., and Langley, in order to be able to have a CIA thriller that is authentic, it does take a lot of research and also some creativity to try to give the audience something that they haven't seen before. And so I was able to work in the main character in a way that I don't think the background that main character has been seen before in books. And so that was a lot of fun, but it was a big challenge because the readers for an espionage thriller are different in some respects from those that are just looking for maybe a sea adventure. They have certain things that they're used to seeing in books and certain plot points that you have to hit in order for you to be successful in that market because it's so crowded at the present.
Finding any of your books, website, Facebook page, where can they find it, and where can they find more about you, Landon?
Absolutely. So if you want to purchase my books, they're all on Amazon. You just have to put in Landon Beach Books, or you can put in The Wreck, Landon Beach, The Sail, Landon Beach, or The Cabin, Landon Beach. And I have my own Amazon page, and you can find the ebooks and the paperbacks. Prime shipping, you can have it for an ebook in 30 seconds, or you can have the paperback version in 2 days with Prime shipping, maybe even 1 day, depending on how close you are to distribution centers. And then, of course, the audiobooks will be available for direct download very soon. To learn more about me, you can go to LandonBeachBooks.com. There's an overview of everything associated with my books, my writing, and upcoming projects. And also, you can follow us on Facebook. So if you do read the books, I always ask that if you enjoy them, take a few seconds and leave a quick review on Amazon and email me. I'd love to hear from you and what you thought about the books, and just really excited about what we have in store coming up.
Very good. I'll look forward to talking to you when the hike comes out, but a great read for the fall season. Pick up The Cabin. Landon Beach, always a pleasure, my friend, and good luck with the rest of the book, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, Kevin. You take care. It's wonderful to speak with you as always.